1620 94.5 WTAW. After the College Station City Council approved the fiscal year 2025 budget and property tax rate, came a near unanimous vote on setting hundreds of fees to take effect October 1st. The list includes increasing parks and recreation fees for non-residents. There was no change in parks and recreation fees for College Station residents. Non-residents who had paid 20% more will pay 25% more. Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna, who is part of the 6-0 vote, said the city is still subsidizing the parks recreation fee for non-residents.
Why are we subsidizing recreation fees for people that don't live in College Station? I hope the people of Indian Lakes and Southern Point appreciate your tax money.
Water rates will increase 10%, most other fees increasing by 3.5%, which reflects the increase in the National Consumer Price Index. Councilman Dennis Maloney with observations about the water rate increase.
We're going to do the first $5,000 at a lower rate, maybe the next $2,500 at a higher rate, the next $2,500. So that the homeowners will understand that there are alternate ways of doing gardening and stuff, you know, indigenous plants, and be more frugal with our water use because this is our most precious resource.
More comments from Dennis Maloney, who's in his last year as a College Station councilman, also had an observation about having other fees reflect the increase in the National Consumer Price Index.
It always bothered me on various councils I've served on when we kept one fee the same for 5 years or 7 years, and then all of a sudden you increase it by 20% and everyone has a heart attack, and rightfully so. So I'm very pleased that we're letting it become an automatic system.
Not part of the 6-0 vote, Councilman Bob Yancey abstained from the fee resolution.
I just believe this is too much fiscal information crammed into one meeting.
This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.